This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming live online and also up on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And don't forget, for all the people out there working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bikers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and everybody working on the coronavirus, too, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for keeping America free and safe. And also to everybody that's out there that's listening to us, the roughnecks that are up there working in the oil field, I got some bad news for you guys tonight, but we'll get to that in a minute. But right now, I want to remind everybody that you can check us out on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and you can find us on anywhere you want. If you want to go and Google us, the Captain's America Third Watch, you'll be surprised where we'll show up. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge, and then we'll get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great nation was formed as a Judeo-Christian nation. Well, I made the reference to the oil right off the bat, and I guess we'll get this out of the way. Futures on oil, Kyle, have now dropped down to $15.54 a barrel. Now, that doesn't mean that's what the price of oil is going to be, because it starts out the morning at $18.27. That's West Texas crude. But the futures are down to $15.54, and we haven't seen that low of a price on oil since the 1990s.
That's exactly right, Captain. And of course, we're seeing that really just demand has just, you know, essentially collapsed. They're storing all kinds of oil. There's just a glut on the market because people aren't driving. And we see that reflected in the prices, of course. But we also understand the May futures contract, I think, is set to come back up here next Thursday. So there could be some jitters in the market as it was. But the main issue, I think, is that the collapse of demand.
Yeah. Now, the other big thing that's going on right now is we've had a French Nobel Prize winner, a biochemist. His name is Luc Montagnier, and he believes the SARS-CoV-2 was accidentally unleashed on the world as Chinese scientists at the Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory were attempting to manufacture a vaccine against the AIDS virus in an industrial accident. He believes that's what happened.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. You know, there's a lot of speculation, obviously, because we don't have, you know, really, really good information, unfortunately, from the China.
Nor will we ever.
Well, you said it, Captain. That's exactly right. And that's what the scary factor of this is, because the world has reacted, of course, to COVID-19 and the coronavirus, but at the same time, if there were, and I think there were, very lax procedures going on, mm-hmm. For whatever happened at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, mm-hmm. that could happen again. I mean, are we going to have round two at some point?
Well, the other big news that happened yesterday that we need to talk about right now, the other big news we need to talk about is what happened up in Nova Scotia, a very quiet part of Canada. Usually not much of anything goes on up there, especially this kind of news. 17 people have been killed in a shooting. The suspect is dead. A police officer is dead. A guy went on a rampage up there.
Yes, exactly. He's a 51-year-old shooter in this. According to one of the police officers, our Royal Canadian Mounted Police superintendent, said that the shooter had moved across the northern part of the province and committed what appears to be several homicides. They don't have a motive really yet, Captain, and they have determined, though, that most of the victims did not have any connection or did not know the shooter.
No, and again, this is another situation where we may not really know what's going on, but unfortunately, it looks like as if whatever happened here, this guy snapped and away he went. And by the way, there was another report of a shooting somewhere where the guy dressed up, or was this the one? The guy dressed up as the guy dressed up as a Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman officer, had a car that was dubbed up, looked like it, and he was in uniform. This was the one.
Yes, that's true. He did disguise himself as a member of the RCMP. That's what we know at this hour, yes.
Wow. Well, he apparently, so then again, nobody can say it wasn't planned.
Precisely right. So, but they'll get into this with the forensics, obviously, and they may be able to put together the final hours that led up to this, and maybe there will be some sort of light shed on this. But right now, Captain, 16 people, and then plus one, which is the shooter himself, they're dead tonight in Canada, in Nova Scotia. What a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Exactly. And, folks, if anything changes there, especially our good friends up in Nova Scotia, we've got several people I know that listen to us up there. And if they chime in with anything, we'll definitely get them on the air right away. But we've got a lot of different things to talk about tonight, folks. You know, the economy, a lot of people have not gotten their stimulus checks yet that were supposed to. A lot of people that filled out the SBA loan work have not gotten their money yet because they ran out of money. And a lot of people that filed for unemployment are waiting on their checks as well. What's going on? Well, we'll try to make some sense out of it when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone right now. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, again, if you're struggling with pain, and I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4+ years, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, muscle aches, and just general pain altogether, then why don't you give this all-natural product an opportunity to see if it'll work for you? It's called Relief Factor. Now, they have a Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan, which is a deal where you wind up buying 3 weeks' worth of the pills that you take. They're capsules. They're actually capsules in a little packet, 4 capsules in a packet. You start out the first week taking 3 a day for a week, and then you take 2 a day after that. Or if you can get by with 1, you take 1. But the fact of the matter is that it's $19.95 to start with, which is a tremendous savings to you. And the $19.95 is definitely going to be worth a lot more than that to you, a lot more than that to you in the long run if you can get rid of pain, right? So I want you to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, check out the $19.95 3-week quick start plan. It worked for me. It may very well work for you. And after all you got to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, I don't know anybody who got their stimulus check this past week. I don't know anybody.
I've been told a lot of people did, but hey, nobody I know. That's number one. Number two, I know people that were filling out the Small Business Administration paperwork, and they were told, well, we have your forms, you've been approved, but there's no money as of Friday, well, actually it was Thursday, there's no money, and we'll just wait and see what happens. You won't have to reapply again, but once the money gets put in there, then obviously we'll consider you all over again. So that's what some people were told, and if that's not making people mad, maybe this last one is. How about the people that signed up for unemployment and they're having a problem collecting an unemployment check now because all of a sudden those don't seem to be coming as rapidly as they should be?
Well, exactly right. The system, of course, in some respects,
it's overloaded.
It's overloaded. It was never designed for this sort of deluge of so many people at one time. But, of course, obviously they're trying to work very hard to make it work. But you've got a lot of people out there, Captain, who are asking that question. I don't know anybody as well who's gotten their stimulus check yet. And so a lot of people are going to be starting to ask some pretty tough questions. Now, one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, the Small Business Administration Paycheck Protection Program money had run out. It literally ran out incredibly fast. And so part of this whole thing of trying to put together some new legislation for this is going to add in another $300 billion into that availability.
Actually, the amount of money is $450 billion, but there's a whole bunch of stuff in there for the Democrats for things that they wanted that they're going to get so that we can get the money we wanted.
Well, exactly right. And this is the fight that's going on right now.
Otherwise, let me stop you for a minute. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Nancy Pelosi told us in no uncertain terms she wasn't going to budge.
She's not going to budge, and also she may not want to come back to Washington anytime soon. But here's an interesting thing, though, Captain. They are talking about, it's a possibility, we'll see if it really goes through or not, but they're talking about trying to come up with some kind of voting system where everybody doesn't have to be there at one time. So this could be a real historic maneuver, but there's going to be some pushback against that, of course.
There's only one problem with all this. Guess who runs the House of Representatives?
Well, the Democrats, yeah.
And you think it's going to be favoring one system or one party or another? Of course it is.
Well, of course. Well, the whole thing, and Nancy Pelosi was out making the rounds this morning, I think. I know she was on Fox News Sunday. But here's the thing. Americans are getting real tired of any of these kinds of holdups, talking about President Trump. He's a poor leader.
We're just tired of Nancy Pelosi. What has she done for us ever?
Well, that's a very good question. And you noticed she got a complete pass on the whole ice cream thing. I can't imagine any other politician.
And her $20,000 refrigerator.
Well, exactly. People, they just see that there's, again, a real disconnect going on there. And, of course, what's going to happen, I think, as we see the campaign unfold, as we get through the summertime and into the fall, it's going to be, hey, President Trump was trying to get you money as fast as possible with the antiquated system and all the problems that go with it, but there's no excuse for the Democrats trying to hold things up to put pork into these bills, and literally, but because they think they got the country over a barrel, and they can implement.
Well, they do, and here's why: they control the House of Representatives. The people of the country, the people of the United States, that are listening to me right now, need to understand that you people screwed this up. Whoever voted for the Democrats, you're the one that put us in this position we're in right now, because the Democrats are holding this up, not Donald Trump. Not the Republicans, the Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who happens to be the minority in the Senate, thank God. But because all the money originates in the House of Representatives, we are screwed.
Well, right. And honestly, Captain, the fact that they're sort of dilly-dallying around and have been for some time over this last
they don't care.
Weeks, they don't care. And I would submit they're not taking the coronavirus serious.
And if anybody ever votes for a Democrat after this, they're out of their freaking minds.
Well, they have put on stark display exactly what they are willing to do even in an emergency, and this goes beyond the typical Washington shenanigans. This has to do with people's families and their kids, and it's reprehensible.
All right, we've got some information from one of the listeners of the show, Johanna. Johanna says, Bank of America sent me an email and let me know that the $1,200 checks are being sent out in waves through July, and they will either be direct deposited or a paper check will be mailed if the IRS has no bank information. She says, my husband and daughter each have a small business. They each applied for an SBA loan on time at the same time. Our daughter was approved and the money was deposited to her bank account. My husband has heard nothing. Well, that's because they currently run out of money. So, and thank you for telling us that, Johanna. So there's one good story, or at least a 50% good story. Speaking of 50%, how many people, let's see, let me put it this way. There's 45% of the people in L.A. County that are working right now. Who employs most of them?
Well, that would be the government.
The government. Can you believe that? And the people that are out of work in your, well, it's not your county. You're not in L.A. County. But the people that are out of work in L.A. County, my God, and the people that are working are all working for the government.
Isn't that something? You know, some cities have taken real hits. I know Laguna Beach has taken a big hit. They're very much based on tourism, but they've begun to lay off some of the city workers and so forth. But even so, I think there's about 50% of people in L.A. County with regular, no, non-governmental jobs, and they're out of work. I mean, literally within a month, these kinds of devastating blows are just too much to take in so many respects.
Well, the problem right now is that, according to a Chamber of Commerce poll, half of all U.S. small businesses are on the verge of closing forever. And another U.S. Chamber poll says 1 in 10 businesses are less than a month away from closing permanently because they just don't have the money to stay around.
That's exactly right, Captain. Some 7.5 million small businesses will shut down forever if this continues on any longer.
If they don't get some help from the government with those loans they're applying for.
Exactly. And then after that, the ability to be able to have customers come and interact and buy your product or service or come and eat the food at your restaurant, this is going to be a real tough mountain to climb for a lot of businesses, as because people out there, they've lost their jobs. They're not going to have a lot of discretionary income, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one that kind of caught me by surprise. Stephen Moore, who's an economist, said that he was very optimistic about the economy, that he believes that it's just now turned a corner.
Yes, well, exactly. The whole idea, of course, you know, part of that is a lot of optimism, I think. Because prior to going into this, we had some very, very good signs in the economy that it was working, that people were going back to work, that there was an enthusiasm out there, that consumer spending was going to be okay, and we can do it again.
Right. Hold on. All right, folks, when we come back, you know, Walmart's hiring another 50,000 people. Now, you can find a job. It may not be, you know, what you're doing before, but it's a job. A job is a job is a job, as my dad always used to say. All righty, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says things are starting to look better.
The federal government stepped up and was a great partner. And I'm the first one to say it. We needed help and they were there. State and local governments were fantastic. The hospital system was fantastic. New Yorkers were fantastic. And that is an undeniable fact.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump said he was glad to hear that.
I just think it's so good because it's bipartisan. You know, this is not about Democrats, Republicans. This is about a thing that hit our country, the likes of which has never happened to us before. Wars, those wars, Civil War, sure. But First World War, the Second World War, they're not fought on this country. This is being fought on this country, but it's being fought in 184 countries all over the world. It's terrible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the website. And if you are looking to find a different quote, a cheaper quote, a better quote on your car policy or your truck policy, then I would strongly suggest you go to Geico. Now, you can even get a better deal if you decide to get your homeowners or your renter's insurance through them. Because if you do that, then they call it a bundle. Now, if you also have, a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, a Ski-Doo, or a Sea-Doo, then they can help you out with all of those, too. But remember, if you bundle your policy together, you'll get a discount. And if you are a safe driver after you've been with them for 1 year, there's my wood that I knocked on. If you're a safe driver, then you'll also get a discount. So all the way around, you're doing very well over at Geico. Now, one last little thing here. If you're a current policyholder at Geico and you haven't already gotten your letter, anybody that bought or renewed a policy from April the 8th through October the 7th is going to get a 15% reduction in your insurance rate. Why? Because people aren't driving as much, number one. Number two, all you got to do to find out more is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and there you will be. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got the Professor Emeritus on the telephone line here, Dan the Man. So let's see what's going on. Dan the Man, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot tonight. You were talking about closings. One of the
Well, I'm talking about these checks, and I'm telling you there's going to be a big problem in America because I heard Mnuchin, you tell me I'm wrong here. Mnuchin said, the checks are on their way. The checks are in the mail, and they'll be on the way to you. We just heard from a person who got a letter from a bank that said they'll be distributed between now and July.
Yeah, that's it. The government's not sending them out personally. They're going to an intermediary called the banks, and it's going to be a while before those checks get here.
Now, are the banks playing the usual game that they used to play? After so many days, they get to collect interest on the money?
Oh, yeah, but you got to understand, the banks really don't want in on this deal. The government's kind of forcing them on this, so that's where it's at. You know, I was Steve Moore. I know him. I'm really good friends with him and Larry Kudlow, and I'll tell you, that is too rosy of a scenario, what you're seeing here.
Hmm.
This is really going to hit hard, harder than what people think. Right now, our focus is on the stimulus checks and this lockdown, shutdown. When this is finally raised, you're going to see the damage. Just like right now, you're in the hurricane. But when that hurricane stops, it changes the whole dynamics. You're going to see the damage done. You know, the Cheesecake Factory, they haven't paid any rent on any of their locations the past month. That's going to be hard to come back from. Small colleges are shutting their doors permanently. They don't have endowments.
Well,
you know,
Kyle,
it was year to year.
Kyle, tell,
and hospitals too.
Kyle, tell Dan again what we talked about with Los Angeles County, the people that are working.
Yeah, a lot of them are working, but they're government employees. Yeah.
The majority of them that are working are government employees in LA County.
Yeah, well, that's about any town, really. You know, your biggest employer right now is going to be either local, county, state, or federal government. That's where we're at here. You know, you find some big, heavy industrial places still going. But other than that, you know, and a lot of those are shut down. GM, Ford, Chrysler, Boeing. Boeing's supposedly going to start manufacturing planes again.
They already opened up something in Washington State last week or the week before to get things started, but they already opened up a parts factory or something. I forget what it was, but something opened up. A line, I guess.
The airline industry, if you listen to the Democrats in Congress, you think this is all their fault. And, you know, they shut down because they were ordered to shut down. People weren't flying. What were you to do? This is directly in the government, federal government's lap right now. The governors, even my governor in Indiana, a Republican, I'm kind of disappointed with him. You look at what we got here in the way of people who have either died from the virus or have contacted it some way, have showed symptoms. It's really low. I mean, you compare it to N1H1 or SARS or the Asian flu or the swine flu. This is nothing. And yet we have shut down almost completely.
Yeah.
Where you've had, I talked to my mother this afternoon, and she went to the Walmart down in Mobile, and she was telling me, well, all these people are wearing masks and all this. And I go, I think a lot of people look forward to this. Some of these governors, I mean, Cuomo being one, Newsom being the other one, I think they would love to see this country stay like it is right now for the rest of the year. And I don't know how we're going to pay for it. I think part of it's political. I think part of it is to trip Trump up.
This is the deal. The more this goes on, and the more we keep seeing, and the more we keep hearing with our own, you know, seeing and hearing with our own eyes, the more it's beginning to look like as if this is a concerted effort to do everything they can to get Trump out of office.
Well, see, I thought they tried to ding him with this virus stuff at the end of January. And it just, I think it had a life of its own. Once they dinged it, it just kept going and going and going. You know, you look at the numbers in New York. How are those numbers so high and every place else is so low?
Yeah. Hey, Kyle. Kyle, what's going on in California? Hasn't California tapered off?
Well, the governor actually came out, I think it was yesterday or on Saturday, basically, and said he didn't think that we were going to be opening up anytime soon because we had had another banner day, unfortunately, of deaths in California. So they're looking at that very closely, and his his criteria would be that we'd have to start to see it start.
But let me ask you a question, and I'll ask Dan the same question. The deaths are up, but the admissions to the hospitals aren't.
That's right. Generally speaking, it looks like it could start to go the other way, but they have to see that progress, I think, over a several-day period, like 2 weeks, basically.
And that's the way it is here in Florida. Dan, how about up there where you're at in Indiana?
I have not met anybody yet. I don't know anybody yet that has died of the virus, and I think if you ask most Americans, they don't either. This is almost like...
You know what our problem is? You know what our problem is down here right now? Nursing homes. So,
Nursing homes. But then again, you look at the number of people who have died in nursing homes from... Florida had a record number of flu cases this year, but you haven't heard of it because this virus is taking all the air out of the room.
Correct.
So you had a bad flu season in Florida this year.
Yep.
Very bad.
Yep.
But you're not hearing about it because of the virus. And it's been a lot more dangerous to elderly people than this virus could ever be.
And always is.
Kyle Warren's California. You know what? That is the state that ought to have the massive amount of people who have contracted this virus.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it hasn't.
October,
November, I think Californians toughed it out when it finally came. But when you consider how many Chinese were coming in through San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco airports, it was enormous. And yet, there's nowhere near what it is in New York.
All right. Well, I got to let you go because we're running out of time, but we'll talk to you again this week for sure. I'm positive. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Dan. Now, the other thing, and I was going to mention this just now, I remembered it again. I had this written down. Joe Biden said something about President Trump let 40,000 people come in from China. He let 40,000 people come in. Just let them in. Those were American citizens that were stuck that we wanted to get back on American soil.
That's right. And they would have been, pretty well evaluated in order.
Oh, they were.
That's exactly right. So, again, Biden maybe heard that number or something like that, but he's trying to backtrack and make sure it looks like he wasn't saying
what
he actually
said. He's making it look like we let a bunch of Chinese people into this country, 40,000 of them, after he announced that he closed the border.
Exactly.
Or stopped the people from the country. But these were American citizens.
Well, exactly. And of course, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, has detailed how we've been able to bring back a lot of people from different parts of the world. And because the window for getting them back was closing pretty quickly, and it's better to have them back. This was a massive effort, by the way, which the mainstream media just did not even touch at all. I mean, the fact that they were able to accomplish this, it was a Herculean task, for sure.
Now, yesterday was April the 19th. What was that, Kyle?
Patriot Day.
Yep, and it was Patriot's Day.
Patriot's Day.
Yeah, because Patriot Day is September 11th.
Right.
Yep. But this was Patriot's Day in reference to what happened with the bombing in Oklahoma City. This is what we remember it for, but actually it goes back to the Revolutionary War days. All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will talk about Patriot's Day, not Patriot, but Patriot's Day, and exactly what all of that has to do with the scheme of things here, as well as Joe Biden... One again. Where? We'll tell you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112.
That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, first one of the night, and we are going back to the 60s.
Thank you.
telling you, that's the Eddie and the Cruisers, and that's going back into the 60s. And yeah, there was an Eddie, and yeah, there were the Cruisers. And I'll tell you what, that band, I can remember from many, many moons ago, Asbury Park, New Jersey, down there at the old boardwalk, the old convention center. And anybody that knows what I'm talking about knows exactly where I'm talking about. We used to go down there on the weekends to see the big shows. It was only 6 hours away from where I live, sometimes seven, depending on the traffic. But go down there, take a couple of ladies with us, and have a great old time, and then just come on back. Oh, boy, those were the days. But anyway, let's go back to Kyle Warren. Kyle, we're going to take a look at the weather. Otherwise, I could be nostalgic all night long here.
Sure.
We've got some really rough weather coming across the south right now. It's been working all day long. We've had some tornado warnings. There's a powerful cold front, which is pushing off to the southeast coast through tomorrow morning, and some strong to severe storms are still possible, and unfortunately, we have had, like I say, some really bad storms in this. There's a severe thunderstorm warning for about central Georgia, looks like, right now, and south Georgia, and part of the panhandle of Florida, north of where I'm at, up around Lake City, over towards Jacksonville, and then some real heavy rain going on across the central parts of Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina.
That's exactly right, Captain. You've got that warm, humid air coming up out of the Gulf of Mexico, and this is contributing to a lot of this. And we understand that across this area of the south, you could see storm gusts up to about 80 miles an hour in some cases, and there could be, of course, a lot of power outages, so people need to be ready.
Now, there's a new cold front from Canada, which is bringing unsettled weather, some wintry weather, and gusty winds to the upper Midwest on Monday. Now, there's a possibility right now of, in the upper peninsula of Michigan, some snow, as well as over on the lee side of the lake in Michigan, and possibly even over towards parts of upstate New York and northern Pennsylvania. Just all depends on what this wind does. And it'll also go into the northeast through Tuesday in the middle Atlantic. An active pattern will keep mountain snow and valley rain going from the Sierras to the Rockies. And again, we're looking at something out there in California that's moving inland right now.
That's right. We've been having, sort of a partly cloudy day today. We should be getting a little bit of something, from what I understand.
Now, there's some heavy fog along I-10 in Houston. Also, Houston, if you're traveling down I-45, about 40, 50 miles south on it, you're going to find some heavy fog in that area. Also tonight in central Oklahoma, going up I-35 and I-40 going across Arkansas towards Little Rock. You've got from about the state line into Little Rock, you've got some heavy fog there tonight. And that pretty much sums it up when it comes to the weather part of the program. Now, we do have some winds tonight across a lot of Minnesota, across a lot of eastern part of South Dakota, the northwestern corner of Iowa, the central part of Illinois, the central and northern part of Indiana, the western part of Ohio, which is all part of that system that's trying to make up its mind what it wants to do. That cold front that's coming down, stirring things up, mixing with the warm weather. And, of course, as I already told you, down in the south, you've got warm weather hitting it up with some of the cooler temperatures, creating some big, big, big weather tonight across Georgia and South Carolina and the panhandle of Florida. So be careful, and remember, when you hear, if you are in a storm and those sirens go off or your warning goes off for a severe thunderstorm, remember, don't monkey around. Seek shelter immediately, right away. The most secure place in your home. And again, there's nothing worse than a tornado at night because you can't see it. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Captain.
Nothing worse. And I've had one circumstance where I actually saw a tornado come across the interstate on us in Tennessee. We stopped under a bridge because I saw the funnel and I saw the cloud. And I went, no, I don't think so. And the thing came right across right in front of us about a quarter mile down the road. A couple of semis decided to keep going. Guess what? They got blown off the air or blown off the road in the air. Now, the president is telling everybody, we are reopening America one careful step at a time. He announced the new guidelines for reopening America. We get that after the peak of the coronavirus. We get all of that. We understand it. But the thing of it is, again, and we talked about it with these these checks, Mnuchin made it a point to come out and say, well, after around April the 15th, you're all going to be getting your money. And, I mean, that's just about the way he said it. He didn't lead anybody to believe that it was going to be stretched out over any period of time. But it only makes sense what Dan was talking about, because I do know that banks are famous for doing this sort of stuff. When they get money, government money, they sit on it for a little while because they collect interest on it.
Well, right. Well, I recall Mnuchin saying that the checks were going to be coming out in 3 weeks at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sort of changed it down to about 2 weeks. So, right, the expectations are there, Captain, and so many folks out there, they're checking their bank account every day, seeing, you know, especially if they have all the direct deposit information as well, but they're checking that, and they're not seeing it. And so, of course, at some point, the president's going to have to address this directly.
Again, if the government's been giving you money, or you've been getting money or whatever into your bank account, you don't need to do anything. It's coming that way. But if they haven't been sending it to your bank account and you want direct deposit, then you've got to go either online, because you can't do it. I don't think you can do it over the phone. Maybe you can for the IRS. But you've got to go online. That's the quickest and easiest way to do it, go into their website. But half the time people were going into their website, I was getting people telling me, oh, I've tried for 3 hours and I can't get in the website. Well, yep, naturally, overflow, right?
Well, sure. A lot of people have exactly the same question, obviously, right now. But you can go to irs.gov, I understand, and there are ways to try to track your stimulus payment.
Yeah, but you get in there, and you get in there with half the world.
Exactly right. And so, right, it's an overwhelming thing for the computer system. And certainly when we come out of this, Captain, that's going to be, I think, probably even a campaign issue as we move through the next few political cycles, is what kind of, how are we going to make sure that this kind of overflow doesn't happen again? Because people are going to start getting pretty upset. You know, people can't go even a month or 2 months or even 3 months. What the listener had said, you know, into July, that would break so many people at this point. They would just be game over for them.
And again, what we just told everybody a little while ago about the finances and the money of the people that are out there, that 1 in 10 of the companies that are out there, the small companies, they're just not going to come back. That's as of right now, they run out of money. And the other thing is that if they don't, half of the companies, half of all U.S. small businesses are on the verge of closing forever if they don't get their money within the next month.
That's right. And even as Dan the Man, he mentioned, Captain, the Cheesecake Factory, for example. He's right. They told all of their landlords that they were not going to be paying their April rent. Now, this goes for other retailers as well. They've said to their landlords very similar things. And it goes up the chain. Then the mall owners, they can't service their debt. It's a terrible domino effect.
When we come back after the news, everybody, Kyle Warren will be back with me for the next couple of segments. We're going to talk about North Korea. And, of course, they've been getting shipments of things they're not supposed to be getting, figures, right? We're also going to talk to you about Joe Biden, a couple of things that he's got going on. And there's a very promising study out of Massachusetts General we're going to tell you about all of this. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.